USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly, they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and if they want to be heard, they need to be heard.
On Friday, during a House hearing, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was asked if he's discussed the Mueller probe with President Trump. His answer, every time.
I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation. I have not talked about the special counsel's investigation with senior White House officials.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
An update on El Chapo's trial. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The jury, having spent 4 days deliberating since getting the case but given Friday off from deliberations after combing through testimony from more than 55 witnesses, the deliberations will resume on Monday in Brooklyn in the federal trial of the reputed Mexican drug kingpin. Joaquin Guzman on trial for drug conspiracy and money laundering and facing life behind bars if convicted, charged with smuggling at least 200 tons of cocaine into the United States while allegedly running Mexico's biggest drug cartel. But he denies all the charges.
The Idaho nurse connected to the disappearance of Kelsey Barrett testified in court on Friday that she had learned that Barrett's fiancé had committed a homicide on approximately November 22, 2018. Barrett's fiancé, Patrick Frazee, in December was charged with first-degree murder in connection to Barrett's disappearance. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
House Democrats began hearings on Thursday about a plan that would force President Trump to release his tax returns. As the House Ways and Means Committee considers a new bill that would force presidential candidates to release 10 years of tax returns, Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas believes Democrats, they're overstepping their bounds.
This is really about an abuse of power by Congress. The law today protects individual taxpayers from Congress examining them and making them public for purely partisan reasons. If Democrats twist the law and weaponize the tax code for purely partisan reasons, they've set a very dangerous precedent, because if Congress, any Congress, can rummage around in the tax returns of the president, what stops them from doing that for anyone?
Brady, who was speaking there on Fox News, says he believes there's other ways you can learn about a candidate.
You know, I don't know. I will tell you, in the past, I've always seen it sort of as a gotcha game.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't think it's been very revealing. I think the financial disclosures, I keep coming back to that, because that's where you really learn about the relationships, how much stake you have in businesses, what are those relationships. I actually think, you know, if that's the goal, if that's a legitimate goal, then look, let's tackle that. That's a fair way to do it.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when the Supremes' record Stop in the Name of Love is released by Motown. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.